Yes, it is true that as an assembly we are quite concerned and we empathize with the situation in the region. We as an assembly are calling on the East Africans themselves and also the international community put together efforts in terms of either support to find lasting solutions to this famine, which is, I think, the worst in 60 years.
The issue has been that Africans should be able to take care of Africans, should be able to resolve its own problems, irrespective of whether Africans have help from the international community or not. Is there any mechanisms that the Legislative Assembly would look at to help resolve or have a lasting solution to this perennial problem of drought that often hits East Africa badly?
Yes, I think one is for East Africans and Africans themselves to plan and to plan effectively, because it seems to be a cycle that after every so many years we have floods, we have droughts, or we have famine, something like that. And I think with a lot of concerted effort from our own initiatives, in addition to support from the international community, it is something that we're able to plan for ourselves. For example, agriculture is the backbone many of the regions in Africa, many of the countries. But you find that we're still using a lot of the agrarian style of productivity for crops. We need to modernize systems of crop development and production. We need to have better systems of storage and so on and so forth, plan and to have our own security of our food. This is an area that we as EALA are concerned about, and as a matter of fact, we are now going to hold a meeting that commences tomorrow in Dodoma, just to look at Dodoma, Tanzania, just to look at how we can spur innovation of technologies in the region, including agriculture.
Mr. Obiko, there have been calls by Somalis and some aid agencies for an improved security. They want additional troops to help AMISOM bring some form of security to protect relief workers there. Will the East Africa Legislative Assembly consider this, and how will you urge fellow member states to help provide additional troops?
I think we support any initiative that goes out a long way in providing security, especially for the workers. And within East Africa, Burundi and Uganda have representation in Somalia. So I do think that as a EALA, we're going to really also join in the appeal to our members to see what can be done.
So are there any measures or points that the East Africa Legislative Assembly is considering now about relief efforts in the Horn of Africa?
At the moment, the Agriculture, Tourism and Natural Resources Committee shall be having a series of committee meetings on the sidelines of the plenary. It is going to feed by way of report to the main plenary for deliberations. It is likely that this issue of famine will come up, and more so because we have already joined other parliamentarians from the globe in asking for assistance and calling for action.
What will be your message to those affected by the drought and famine in East Africa?
I think a collective effort by the region is very important. At the East African community, we are actually very, very concerned. We do have a food and security strategy that was instituted by the summit of heads of state last December. So it's something that we're now implementing and looking at scrutinizing it. And one of our roles, in addition to, of course, legislation, is also providing oversight of the activities of the community. So as EALA, we shall continue to do so to ensure that the region in the long term is able to be self-sustainable and meet its food needs.